In any case, around 9 o'clock that night, we crossed the river to the Pontocho district. Unlike Gion, which sprawls over many blocks, Pontocho is just a single long alleyway stretched out along one bank of the river. People call it an eel's bed because of its shape. The autumn air was a bit chilly that night, but Shojiro's party was outdoors anyway, on a wooden veranda standing on stilts above the water. No one paid us much attention when we stepped out through the glass doors. The veranda was beautifully lit with paper lanterns, and the river shimmered gold from the lights of a restaurant on the opposite bank. Everyone was listening to Shojiro, who was in the middle of telling a story in his sing-song voice, but you should have seen the way Hatsumoma's expression soured when she caught sight of us. I couldn't help remembering a damaged pear I'd held in my hand the day before, because amid the cheerful faces, Hatsumoma's expression was like a terrible bruise. Mameha went to kneel on a mat right beside Hatsumomo, which I considered very bold of her. I knelt toward the other end of the veranda, beside a gentle-looking old man who turned out to be the koto player Tachibana Zensaku, whose scratchy old records I still own. Tachibana was blind, I discovered that night. Regardless of my purpose in coming, I would have been content to spend the evening just chatting with him, for he was such a fascinating, endearing man. But we'd hardly begun to talk when suddenly everyone burst out laughing. Shojiro was quite a remarkable mimic. He was slender like the branch of a willow, with elegant, slow-moving fingers and a very long face he could move about in extraordinary ways. He could have fooled a group of monkeys into thinking he was one of them. At that moment, he was imitating a geisha beside him, a woman in her 50s. With his effeminate gestures, his pursed lips, his rolls of the eyes, he managed to look so much like her that I didn't know whether to laugh or just sit with my hand over my mouth in astonishment. I'd seen Shojiro on the stage, but this was something much better. Tachibana leaned in toward me and whispered, "What is he doing?" "He's imitating an older geisha beside him." "Ah," said Tachibana, "that would be Ichiwari." And then he tapped me with the back of his hand to make sure he had my attention. "The director of the Minamisa Theater," he said, and held out his little finger below the table where no one else could see it. In Japan, you see, holding up the little finger means boyfriend or girlfriend. Tachibana was telling me that the older geisha, the one named Ichiwari, was the theater director's mistress, and in fact, the director was there too, laughing louder than anyone. A moment later, still in the midst of his mimicry, Shojiro stuck one of his fingers up his nose. At this, everyone let out a laugh so loud you could feel the veranda trembling. I didn't know it at the time, but picking her nose was one of Ichiwari's well-known habits. She turned bright red when she saw this and held the sleeve of her kimono over her face, and Shojiro, who had drunk a good bit of sake, imitated her even then. People laughed politely, but only Hatsumomo seemed to find it really funny, for at this point, Shojiro was beginning to cross the line into cruelty. Finally, the theater director said, "Now, now, Shojiro-san, save some energy for your show tomorrow. Anyway, don't you know you're sitting near one of Gion's greatest dancers? I propose that we ask for a performance."